It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Our Tua, the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. You're still AJ Fig. We all saw you wrong. Hobnobbing. She does here. You were hobnobbing. Come on. What else would you be doing?
I went to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Classic hobnob excuse. Let's get to...
Actually, I did run into Amy, and I found out that tomorrow's a potluck. I had no idea.
What? Wait, what? Tomorrow is the potluck.
I didn't know that was tomorrow.
Wait, really?
Yep.
On a Wednesday?
Very odd.
Why did they move this so early?
I don't know.
No. Isn't it usually 2 days ago? Right?
It was supposed to be next week.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Because next week's not Thanksgiving.
No,
Thanksgiving's not for 2 weeks.
Right.
It's very strange.
Thanksgiving's next
very
week.
Weird.
No.
Well, maybe because Whiskey Stars is next week. I don't know.
Whiskey Stars is next week.
Anyway, headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We'll get to the Dolphins here in just a second, but the Heat. Back on the hardwood tonight against the Detroit Pistons at 7 o'clock. No Jimmy Buckets. Misses his second straight game with an ankle injury. Tyler Hero is available, but he is dealing with a lower back contusion.
Wait.
Carrying the team hurt.
Is a lower back contusion a cut?
Isn't that a bruise?
I don't know. Because I always thought a contusion was a cut.
No, I don't think that. I always thought a contusion was like a bruise.
Yeah,
I thought it was
laceration is a cut.
Okay. I'm like, why am I asking you?
What? But he might be right, though.
No, I know. He might be right. I'm asking because I'm not sure.
I've had dead foot. Panthers are back in the ice tonight. They're going for 8 straight wins. They take on the New Jersey Devils at 7:30. Spencer Knight between the pipes tonight.
7:30?
Yeah.
Yes. That's a weird time.
At home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, is it on national TV?
I think it is on national TV.
That's why.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, I think it
that's
is on
why.
National
they
TV.
Give it a half hour setup.
I think it's Hockey Night ESPN.
Okay.
But Spencer Knight between the pipes tonight. No Bob.
Wow, Waddle, baby, Waddle. Leroy thought a contusion was a cut, and he's the one we go to for medical advice. Well, first of all, let me say this. Okay? A contusion or a laceration is just a boo-boo to me, okay? Because I would ask a whole bunch of questions once we get down that road. That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, did he need stitches? Did this? Did that? Before I make my personal experience give you guys what's going on. So that's why I was curious when, contusion? Why did he say bruise? Like, why we got to say contusion? Why we got to use fancy words?
I think it's
so
just back miss- pain. Like,
so right, exactly. So why not say that?
I don't know.
So he probably got elbowed in the lower back or something, and he got like a bruise?
Something like that.
I
don't know.
That's
available.
What I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know.
They need him. He's cooking.
So we should ask Solana. Yeah, because every injury will take a year and a half to heal. Like, he's still walking around with a limp from surgery he had 2 years ago. Y'all need to cut that out.
Calais Campbell, amazing yesterday. Dolphins beat the Rams 23-15.
He is the boogeyman with a smile.
Amazing.
Like, if he's hiding in your closet, he's probably smiling, going, "Don't worry, I won't hurt you."
Nah, if he's hiding if he's hiding my closet, I'm leaving the house immediately. We're moving to a new place.
So is he like Sully from Monsters, Inc.?
It's a joke.
Basically.
This was him on SportsCenter yesterday after the win, and very fired up with the Dolphins getting a W.
This was huge. The mindset was, to start a wildfire, all you need is one spark.
Okay.
And that spark happened today, and now we got to keep it going and build on it. It's a short week, but it doesn't matter. You know, we need to win. We're hungry, and we'll keep fighting for it.
You see, even greats make mistakes.
Adorable.
What?
Even greats make mistakes. I wouldn't use that analogy in that location.
Oh, yeah. In L.A.? They do have a lot of wildfires.
Who's going to tell him no? Now there's wildfires out west. out east.
I'm just saying. That wouldn't be the right place to
Yeah, say but I, again.
Around this time.
Again. Here, Vlad, let me say
just
this.
Just a guy living in L.A. that's seen Vlad, a lot of wildfires.
Vlad, let me say this. Like,
you live in
can we just take the analogy for what it is instead of getting all...
We live in sensitive times.
I know, man, which is crazy. Like, maybe why he's just everybody so sensitive?
Maybe he's just a Bruce Springsteen fan.
Wow.
Not a question you had Solana.
Kick rocks. I just dominated some old people in pickleball.
Wow.
That helps.
See, that's Solana's spark.
Wait.
Saying you dominated somebody in pickleball as a young person doesn't help you.
This Solana is actually, has an old body.
This is actually Solana afterwards, after he dominates the old people. This was him saying all you need is a spark to start a wildfire.
This was huge. The mindset was, to start a wildfire, all you need is one spark.
Okay.
And that spark happened today, and now we got to keep it going and build on it. It's a short week, but it doesn't matter. You know, we need to win. We're hungry, and we'll keep fighting for it.
Even Scott Van Pelt was scared.
Scott Pimples was good. Whatever you say. Whatever you say, Mr. Campbell. Huge.
Oh, my goodness. Ask Solana how he did in tennis against evidently he was playing like, pickleball. So
I was like the Jimmy Connors of tennis.
Wait, but what happened with him and Mara?
Ira busted his ass.
Like that.
Ira beats all of them. Busted Joe Arroyo's ass too.
Damn.
I did hear about that one.
Ira beats, yeah.
Crazy. I mean, like, that man is fired up.
Yeah, he was excited for the whole, like, if you watch that game and you saw that defense was playing with some juice.
I can't believe somebody plays a position like that. I mean, I know he's bigger than everybody else. He's just batting balls left and right. He's dominating.
By the way, can he be a center for the Heat? Because the way he was,
hey, but I got to tell you, that's one of the, and you know, they were doing the same thing too. So that's one of the disadvantages of being a pocket passer. Right, is the fact that if you have a lot of tall defensive linemen, you're going to get your hands on some balls. You just are. And think with Calais and, like, thank God Sealer's back.
Oh, my God,
oh
yes.
Oh, my God. Like why y'all messing?
Sealer on up.
Why y'all messing around between Calais Campbell and Sealer? Holy smokes. That was unbelievable. So, yeah, to see, you know, what people don't realize is when you have those tall guys, that's what they're taught. You see the ball being thrown, get your hands up. Now, 1'6'8", 1'6'5".
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're not used to seeing D tackles that tall. Usually they're like 6'3", maybe. You know, they're squattier guys.
But I just think this isn't like, you know, just at that age. I know that he's, you know, he doesn't play all the snaps, but still, like, he's making just such a dominant impact.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. Now, the thing you got to do with Calais is make sure you keep him healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Still, you got to find some guys to give him some breaks. Keep him fresh. Because as the season goes on, he's going to start getting boo-boos and, you know, sore because, you know, he's old. But and that's fine. So you got to find ways to keep him fresh, to rotate guys in. I was happy to see, while Sealer and Calais were getting pressure up the middle, that the guys off the edge can make some plays.
Yep.
So that was the impressive part. With that pressure coming up the middle, they had nowhere to go. And old Chop Robinson getting there is great because he didn't get there in college. He got close.
It was a big one. Two games in a row now.
No, he did. That was the thing when he was coming out of college.
That's a knock, but it's like, you know, when you're in the NFL, you can't be almost, you know, no, almost you get close. There.
I mean, what did we say the first few games? He's getting a hand on him, and then he put a move on that. Oh, he put.
Who they got this week?
He put him on a spin cycle.
Who we got? Minshew Mania this week, or we got Aiden O'Connell?
Who knows who's starting there? I don't even think from that standpoint anymore. I think of who they got to deal with from the offensive side, right? Who they're dealing with. Who the Dolphins are going to deal with on defense.
Nah, I was just thinking
about necessarily
mobile.
Think about the offense. I don't think about the defense as much. Maybe because I'm an offensive player. Or if you think about it, the defense has pretty much kept this team in it mostly every week.
Agreed.
So, where you have doubts or where you have questions, I really haven't had questions with the defense all year. They've had a couple of games where – you know, they just couldn't get it done. But for the most part, your defense has kept you in every game.
This was Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill yesterday, he celebrated his finally getting the end zone for the first time in 7 games.
By almost putting 2 old guys out?
I mean, I don't know why they thought this was a good idea.
Look how high they are! Wait a minute!
I was so scared.
Wait! Do you understand that they didn't just do it? They got airtime.
It looked like they went to Orlando and went to NXT and did some training with WWE performers because that wasn't the RKO they went for.
Hey, they did that in the bounce house last time. No, that wasn't on real ground.
This is the move where both wrestlers usually take a break where they give each other the double clothesline. What? Because they both thought about the same move and
look
hit each other with the same.
Look at how high they are.
But what I didn't like was OBJ doing a leapfrog. When Tyreek was running. Do you see that?
Yeah.
He's supposed to go under him. That could have been bad.
This was Tyreek Hill afterwards. He was asked by NFL Network about the celebration or getting back in the end zone. This is what he had to say.
First touchdown since opening game. How did it feel to get back in the end zone?
It felt good until Odell slammed my back out, man. You know, that kind of hurt me. So I'll probably miss Wednesday practice with that one.
He already said it. Hey, I mean... Like, what are they doing? What'd like, that was crazy.
What did he say? Odell slammed his back out?
Yeah.
Jeez. First touchdown since opening game. How did it feel to get back in the end zone?
It felt good until Odell slammed my back out, man. You know, that kind of hurt me. So, I'll probably miss Wednesday practice with that one.
So, already got it lined up.
You got to spin up.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Set the mood.
He's already been to practice.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Shows live or on demand. Plus, there's the cool rewind feature where you can listen to any part of any show you might have missed anytime. Get it now and make WQAM your favorite station.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
So this guy, telling you,
having a hard time. What?
Just enough of him.
He's being very mean to me.
No, you're really just a bully with your words.
Me,
you.
I walk into like the meanest words. What's going on?
This guy, he's like, ooh, this guy pulled a Tobin the other day. I'm like, what does that mean?
Wait. Who pulled the Tobin? And what
I don't
did
know.
Do?
Some guy that he's some anonymous person. He's like, oh yeah, he was pulling a Tobin the other day.
So
there's a lot of Tobinism. So
yeah.
So here's
the deal. So last week when I was doing Cleveland, they were talking about, you know, Chubb being back, but you know he doesn't look that good, and I'm like, hey man, just because you're okay to play football don't mean you're 100%. Y'all need to stop. Fans look at a guy and say, oh, if he's on the field. I say some of these guys are going through a lot to just be on the field, and we grading them like they're 100%. I say, be careful with that.
I still how is this a
tournament? Let me get to it. So I was thinking about Tobin talking about Jalen Phillips.
He beat science.
Beat science.
He did beat science.
But what I'm saying is just because Jalen Phillips was back doesn't mean he was 100%.
Looked pretty good.
Got to say.
I mean, getting a sack doesn't mean you're back.
Didn't you say he looked good?
I did.
Didn't you want to agree to beating science?
He made plays, bro. He was making
He's
plays.
Never going to admit that he beat science, but he did beat science.
He did admit it that
Here,
week.
Here,
we did
way,
ask him that.
By the way.
I did.
I don't know how to explain this without... There is no such thing.
Of what?
Beating science.
That's not true.
You know what? Okay. You know what Here's I like what, about Leroy? Leroy was so close to admitting. He even texted you. What game was it? Was it a Jacksonville game?
I don't know. It was
you literally said you hate to admit it.
Yes, you literally said you hate to admit it.
I said, I hate to admit it. He looks good.
Yeah.
No.
But you were about to say, I hate to admit it.
Well, no.
You were
this
right.
This is the worst part
There's
of that,
a
though.
Clip
okay. So here's the worst part of it. No.
I'm going to hit you with a Milano cookie.
No. Here's the worst part of it.
Milano
This guy makes some cockamamie. This man beat science, okay? And he was taken out by friendly fire, Jordan Poyer, going at his knee. Double agent Jordan Poyer. And then Leroy's trying to spin it in here. He goes, well, you know, you can't really react like you like to. React! How are you supposed to react to a booby trap? The guy beat science.
Anyway, so when he said Chubb didn't look good, that made me think of you and how you go about determining guys' injuries and health or not. Like, your status of health is only based on what he looks like or what he produces on the field. Right? So you saying Jalen Phillips beat science is because he looked good in a football game.
That is beating science.
But that doesn't mean... Okay.
And I don't appreciate you using me as a verb.
I did.
I don't like it.
I sure did.
I don't like it.
I sure did.
It's not nice, and it's not true.
Oh, but we can do that. Listen, how come everywhere I go, they go, hey, want that line to firm up? Blue Chew. Like, what are we doing? Just people just yelling.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yo!
Just doing ads,
is
baby.
Is that what pulling a Tobin is?
Yes. Just hearing comments, everything that, like, Leroy is a science denier.
Maybe follow
what? So now I'm an anti-vaxxer.
It's just possible Chubb didn't beat science. It's okay.
So wait. Definitely Tobin's fault. Yep. So I was looking at something else, and this is hilarious. And I keep looking at Vlad. Why does Vlad look 35 and 75 at the same time?
Now you're just shaming?
I was just scrolling through.
That comment is from how many minutes ago? Oh, okay.
Like, three.
I don't know.
Like, okay. So, no. And wait, Josh Hart said, I completely forgot about Bradley Chubb.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not for nothing. Well, no, I ain't going to even say it. I ain't gonna say it.
No. What?
Say it.
I'm not gonna say it.
What? Chubb needs to blue chew?
No. I'm not gonna say it. Cause y'all go get on me.
That's all right.
You might as well say it now.
Let's say it.
This is a safe space.
I'm like, he was thick when he left. What you think inactivity gonna do to him?
Oh, it's gonna make him more chubby.
This is not a safe space.
I told you. I don't want to go.
He's gonna make him more chubby.
Is he working out on the side?
I don't know.
Has anybody ever seen him?
I don't know where Chubb is.
Oh, I've seen him. No, I've seen him.
Okay.
I've seen him.
Okay.
Just not in, you know, just, I've seen him. He's there.
This when did he got hurt? November, though, right?
December, I think, actually.
December. So, like,
it's about to be a full year.
So, it'll be a full year in a month.
But what happens with these injuries, and then they say there's, like, more severity to the injury? Like,
because
he had multiple ligaments.
Let me tell you what happens, Vlad. Okay? They can do the test. They can do the MRI. But sometimes when you actually go in and scope it, you find other things. So you fix all that stuff. So it could be some other stuff that needs to be fixed. You know, like maybe you got to clean up the meniscus. Maybe there's another ligament that you thought you weren't going to have to fix, and now you got to fix that ligament, right? There's a lot of things that can't really be seen until you get in there. So that's
why. You
don't
want to have Az bring him back. Like, you know, you've already kind of. You want him being in the best possible way, like, and it's gonna be like a bonus if they do get somebody fresh like that for the last quarter of the season.
Yep,
it's crazy, man. But if your chub isn't looking so good, and it needs to beat science, try Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. They even got mint flavors, Leroy.
Ooh.
Yep. Stay fresh, too.
Grape?
Need your I'll put it in the memos. I'll let them know.
Need your ligament fixed?
It is an online service. There's no doctor's visits. Bradley Joe, you keep going to the doctor, though. No doctor's visits. No pharmacy visits. Just ship right to your door in a discreet package. Plus, I got a special deal for our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY. You use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. So use the promo code SHOWPONY. That's all one word, and you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free at BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com.
WQAM brought Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Got a cool giveaway if you guys are into stand-up comedy. We are going to give away some tickets today to go see Tom Segura. He is bringing his Come Together tour to Hard Rock Live on Thanksgiving Eve, and we got your chance to win tickets to see him. So keep on listening. We're giving away 2 pairs today and 1 pair for the rest of the week. So if you want to go see Tom Segura, keep on listening. We will give away those tickets before the end of today's program. And check that on out. Also, want to let you guys know, you guys can join WQAM and Hollywood from the Joe Rose Show this Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Tamarack Moose Lodge on Rock Island Road in Tamarack to watch Miami take on Las Vegas in pro football action. You guys can enjoy ice-cold beer specials and get yourself entered to win a golf foursome to the Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation. So be on the listen for that. We will bring that your way later on today, those tickets to Tom Segura, and go watch some footy football with Hollywood this Sunday. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM, and get to it. So here's my damage is done. So, are you guys, did you guys see what the big controversy was this weekend?
Let me guess.
In the NFL world?
Oh, NFL.
Mm-hmm.
What was the big controversy in the NFL?
You were stranded this weekend?
Yeah, in a marina.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm sure you, hello, Leroy. So, I really hate the internet and what the internet's become, right?
Really? Part of it.
No, that's not true. That's not fair.
You are the reason.
That's not true. That's not true. I don't like that. You're doing this now 2 segments in a row. You blame me for things that I don't.
You guys have really been going at it,
man. Texted us saying, I got him.
No, this is ridiculous. I don't do that. but I really do. I genuinely hate like all the fake controversies, how everything's a controversy. Mm-hmm. So this weekend was Veterans Day weekend. Veterans Day was yesterday. And Fox did their pregame show on a naval ship, right?
They usually do that.
Yeah, usually do that.
Michael Strahan has found himself in a whirl of controversy.
Oh, no.
For the dumbest reason, because people get their undies in a bunch over anything. And while they're out here and the national anthem is going on, Gronk, Jimmy, Terry, they all got their hand over their heart. Michael is standing at attention, hands crossed like that. He's not sitting down. He's not there.
So that's why he's in trouble?
People are saying, what is this disrespect? How could you not have your hand over your heart during the national anthem?
Everybody, it's not a requirement that you put your hand over
your heart. It is not. First of all, it's not the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
That's right. The Pledge of Allegiance is where you put your hand.
Exactly.
But that's...
Exactly. But this has now been swirling. People are asking for Fox to
they
this.
They don't... Like, if... When they play the national anthem in a stadium, usually the only guys... The only people who put their hands over their heart are the people that are in the armed services or police force or stuff like that. But normally, nobody does.
Usually, the only thing is if you're wearing a hat. Like, you usually take your hat off.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. While it's going on. But you can stand at a respectful attention. Like, you don't have to put your hand over
your heart.
So people are dragging Michael Strahan through the mud, not realizing Michael Strahan's father... Right. Served in the army for 23 years, and he grew up in an army base.
So, if there's someone who would never disrespect, but you know,
like, what are we doing?
The armed forces. It would be Michael Strahan.
What are we doing? But the damage is done, my friend. Because this is society today. We just look for any little thing to make it a thing.
Facts.
Jay Glazer comes out. He goes, "I've seen this guy with no fanfare donate thousands to veterans." Clothes, homeless veterans. What are we doing as a world these days?
I mean, I could break it down, but, you know.
Vets don't care if you kneel, sit, sleep during the anthem.
It was the whole week. We were coming off a political week, so they're looking for every little thing right now. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're always looking for something.
But I know, but coming off that time, you know, what happened a week ago Tuesday and everything like that.
You.
So, yeah, they're looking for any
thing. You know what's amazing? Is that the people that are doing this are the people that if they didn't do it, nobody would give a damn about them.
Yeah, 100%. It's a grift.
That's the unfortunate thing is that you think the way you voice your opinion you know, gives you credibility when it really doesn't. So,
and it's not the veteran.
It's unfortunate. It's not a veteran. No veterans are complaining.
Nobody.
The actual people who it would affect. It's crazy. It like especially to that dude. All right, like before you go after somebody, you probably ought to make sure you know the background of. That person, right? Like, if you take your hat off, and here's what I told you. If you take your hat off and stand to show respect for the people that are willing to do things that you aren't, it's not a requirement to put your hand
over your heart. I've never heard that in my life.
Never heard that in my life.
Like, when I go to Heat games, I stand for the national anthem.
Right. But even if you see the players... In all the sports, they don't all put their hand across their...
This anthem, dude, is so dumb. Like, anthem etiquette.
And you know why they do it, right?
The etiquette, not the anthem.
You know why they do it. It's not, like, it is a negotiated thing between the armed forces and...
But this wasn't even at a game. Like, I get it. Like, this was on... But, like, he's not doing anything disrespectful.
But again... I would be curious to
know. It's
not like
he turned his back to the flag.
I'll be curious of how many veterans are offended.
But you want to know who should, like, if I'm Michael Strahan, it's like the idea that I even have to address this.
He felt like he had to address
I don't think he has, but I'm like the idea, but I'm sure somebody's going to feel like, hey, Michael, you want to say something about this?
Is he going to have to address it on
He's
Good
like,
Morning
oh,
America?
Okay, I'd like to address this. I grew up in an army base. My father was a major and go to hell. That's what I would tell people.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you got for damages done?
Well... So, I mean, I guess I could go to the Tua thing, right? And that in all of Tua's efforts to avoid football, the fact of the matter is you're going to get caught in some compromising positions. And instead of trying to not play football, Just try to avoid the level of football that you play. So that means you got to continue to make plays. You got to continue to extend plays, right? But he threw a pick, and he came off the sideline with some profanity. And I'm like, yo, dude, you don't have a rifle for an arm. You can't be throwing across your body in the middle of the field. The damage is done. Like, yeah, it's too late now. Don't. Because you see quarterbacks all the time. As soon as they let it go. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
He throws some stinker interceptions.
Not like Will Levis. But.
Oh, no. Nobody's like Will Levis. Nobody's like Will Levis.
So I would just say, like, I like the fact that Tua didn't have to play his best to win, and he had to make plays. But just eat those mistakes and move on.
So, Toby, you were happy with this win, right?
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed the game last night.
A game where they didn't score three touchdowns.
No, but they scored two. It was a good
were
back
you happy
and forth.
That they won?
I was very happy they won. But I also found it to be an entertaining game. It was kind of crazy.
It was a back and forth. What about the three or four plays in a row? They had three turnovers.
Yeah, it was wild.
Like, it was wild.
The game was
intercept, fumble, pick.
The game was drunk. It was crazy.
It was definitely drunk.
I thought it was an entertaining game. Not like well played, but it was very entertaining.
But sometimes the people that, like, when the game is like, I wouldn't say it was sloppy, but like, the defenses played half pretty good, like making plays, turning the ball over, and stuff like that. And sometimes that makes it even more exciting because you hope your team is not the team that turns it over last. So, yeah, I mean, for what they were saying about Matthew Stafford, he was turning that thing over too.
J-Fig, what damage is done for you?
Damage is done.
Well... Aside from having a good game and winning and, you know, all that fun stuff, there was some damage to my heartstrings.
Was that?
The picture is loading. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh.
This. This hurt me. During the game, Veterans Day game.
Reunion?
There was a reunion. A very emotional reunion. I had to turn
around. Ooh, I hate those. Oh, when they do it like at schools, they do it at schools. Or what about they do it with the fiance or the girlfriend and they do the box and the dude's in the box. Oh, yeah, I got
it. It was very emotional. It happened during halftime. Captain Justin Vega walked out and it was just a very beautiful moment.
Is that his son, daughter?
No, it's his son, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, man.
I cannot obviously play it, but yeah.
Ooh, I see kids, grown people, just bawling. Oh, got me.
Damn you,
TV.
The damage is done, my friend.
Like, damn you,
TV. The waterworks happened.
Vlad, what do you got?
I have so many.
Oh.
But I'm only going with one. I mean, I could talk about myriad of things that damage is done.
I hope you keep it to home base.
I could have gotten home base. But I'm not going to keep it home base.
He spoke about it during break, to be honest.
I said, I know what it is. I could talk about, you know, the nastiness that is my football team, the Jets, but I'm not.
Okay.
The damage is done. It's pretty simple. The Canes.
Yeah. Oh.
Come on, man.
Wait.
You know why, Leroy? Because I said it. We've said it. Sooner or later, these mistakes are going to come and bite you. And they're going to bite you in the rear, and it's going to cost you. And it finally did. We've all been happy. Woo, exciting wins, this, that, and the other. But we've noticed the mistakes. And there's a saying, what you won't accept in a win and a loss, you can't accept in a win. And we started accepting those things in the wins, and it finally caught us. It finally,
what do you mean?
The mistakes.
But, like, here's the thing that I would say, though. Like, the damage is done because, like, the team is what it is,
Let's have a little fun, baby.
Why are you looking at me like that, though?
Because that's what you were saying. I'm like, hey, man.
We were having fun. Yeah. But the Canes are only going to win fun. Like, they're not going to win boring.
Well, they won boring against Florida State.
That's because they suck. That's not a real football team.
It doesn't matter. But Florida State beat Cal, and we were down 25 to Cal.
That game was great, though. Come on.
See what I mean?
That's
why I asked him earlier.
That game was awesome.
That's why I asked him earlier. Were you happy with the Dolphins win? He was like, yeah. You know why he was happy with the Dolphins win? Because he saw turnovers and plays were happening.
It was fun.
But he wasn't. if they won and there was none of those plays, he would be upset that they won 23-15.
Yes.
You would have. We've
already had this conversation. So he wants to be entertained.
I do.
He don't care about the wins.
You don't.
I mean, I do care about wins. Nope. Don't say I don't care about wins, but I do. But I do watch sports mostly for entertainment. And this Kane season has been fun.
But
I think the thing that this is the thing that I think is silly. The fans.
You know what's fun to me?
What?
Winning.
Okay. Well,
I don't care how it is.
Not everybody can steal everybody's signs. You know, like I don't know what to tell you, dude. Like the Canes are trying to do it on the up and up.
You know what? Listen. That loss last week, it have nothing to do with stealing signs.
Oh, I disagree.
They had a. Let me tell you something. That defense needed some blue chew. Man up.
But don't. But wouldn't you say like? This is the thing with the Canes fan, right? All right. I've been having a great time this season. I've been having a great
time.
Yes,
but
I don't. But you can't change what you came into this year thinking. Like,
look, they the ones said we're gonna be tougher.
That's true. That's true. But that's the but like, come on. He always says that. The team very clearly is buoyed by a great quarterback. They played very dangerously. This was basically known. The only game that they've really throttled the first three when they. I mean, I guess you could count Florida State, but like Florida was one of their most dominant performances of the season. They were playing with fire. You knew that they were an imperfect team.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I think when that occurs and you're like, all right. You know, I was. Would you have like? What was the game you would have rather lost? There weren't a lot of games on the schedule where you're like, "Oh, that's an acceptable one."
They're better than all the teams they're playing.
And with the conference, but here's,
I'm not upset about the fact that they lost. I knew it was coming. Okay, and you have to understand that football is a very negative sport. It's the only 100% sport. That means that everything is judged on 100% performance. Not baseball, not basketball. Football is 100% sport. So when you watch these games and you see what's going on the defensive side of the ball or the carelessness that or the penalties or stuff like that, as an athlete you go, okay, we're winning, but this is not sustainable. And you always hoped that there was going to be that one game where they get their bleep together and just go out there and handle business. And it never came. Never. There was never a situation where they just went out, except maybe Florida,
right,
and just handled business and walked off the field with a victory. Not one game. So the fact that it happened this week is not the disturbing part. The disturbing part is you got pushed around and punked.
But you wouldn't say it was surprising. But you wouldn't say it was surprising. Like if you,
it was surprising.
If you all really watched the Canes this season, what happened on Saturday, while disappointing, is not surprising.
What is surprising to me is how they got pushed around. Not that they lost to a team running the football, but the fact that they got pushed around and how they defended that run. Mm-hmm. Was some of the most undisciplined football I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was bad.
Because here,
and then they have, and then the third and longs when they're bringing in the specialist to throw, and you're like,
right, right.
You got
when
one
you
job.
Should know. But here's the deal, okay? There's one standard rule of defensive football: never get outflanked. If they had that one basic fundamental rule of football, they had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
They kept getting outflanked. Guy kept going, running sweeps around him like, yeah. And then you realize, wow, they got speed. You don't. So, like, yeah, I just wish with all the trick, they did a lot of fancy things running the football. I just wished that if there's one thing that you were going to be that you say you were, it's not necessarily good, but tough. You would have won that game.
I don't think they're a perfect team. If they come back, if they come back and they win these next two, I'm going to be very proud of them. The thing I'm genuinely worried about, because I think what's been a problem with Canes teams and Mario teams in particular, first of all, off bye is not very good, and second of all, you have a Wake Forest team that sucks. You go in, they do.
No. I know.
But I'm saying, like, you come in that game, like, I would see now. I expect the standard for the next game because this is a team you're very clearly better than. Coming into your building, I want that performance. That performance, I know what's been there. Okay, can you improve upon it with a week of practice off? You know?
Right.
And that should be the standard to get right and see if you can get back into this conference championship and get yourself back in the playoff picture. Because, yeah, I'm sure a lot of Canes fans are going to be pissed tonight because you're going to be out of the playoff picture.
You're not.
They might be.
They're going to be on the cusp.
They're 12.
They're going to be on the cusp.
Well, they're 12 in the AP, but who knows what these CFP mother bleepers are going to do.
They're not going to drop from 4 to
we'll see. We'll see.
I'm going to agree with Tobin.
They're not going
to
drop.
I feel like people have been waiting for the Canes shoe to drop.
They're not going to. Well, because here's the deal. You do realize if you drop Miami out, you got to put SMU in.
I think they are going to put SMU in.
Aren't they undefeated?
SMU? No, one loss.
They have one loss. But they're undefeated in the conference, right?
No, I think who's their loss to? SMU.
Did they lose to? They had a crazy loss.
They almost lost to Duke. I know that.
Right.
They almost lost to Duke.
Here's the fear. You know there's going to be a three-loss SEC team that's going to be ahead of a one-loss Power 5 conference.
That's
team.
The thing. Look, it's infuriating with the SEC. They get to play by different rules. The Big Ten, that's why they souped up the conference at the way
because
they did.
You have to understand, when this was all being
SMU
figured
lost,
out.
SMU lost to BYU.
So they don't have a conference loss.
No,
and BYU is also in the top 12.
So that's a good loss to have,
right? In a low cost. So yeah, right.
Here's what people don't realize, and this is why everybody thinks there's bias. For any of this to work, ESPN and college football had to have the SEC and the Big Ten involved, and so when they started negotiations. They knew if we get the Big Ten and the SEC involved, then we can get everybody else. So that's why they have all of these different rules for the Big Ten and the SEC. If the ACC was a dominant, if the ACC had Florida State, Miami, and Clemson always in the top 10 at the end of the year, right, then they would have been in those discussions. And that's just factual. And then guess what? Texas, Oklahoma, they're in the SEC now. The Big 12 still gets one bid. They get one. So you got UCLA, USC, Washington, Oregon. They're all in the – wait, not Washington. Who's in – did Washington go to Big 10?
Yes, they did.
They all went to the Big 10. So eventually what I think is going to happen is there's going to be three conferences and everybody else
probably.
Do what you do.
Yeah, probably. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Afternoons in the sports world are made better by Hawk and Crowder. Lots of football talk, Heat, Panthers, and Inter.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.